And Solomon's provision for one day was 30 measures of fine flour and 80 measures of meal. And those officers provided victual for King Solomon and for all that came unto King Solomon's table, every man in his month. They lacked nothing. And Solomon's wisdom excelled the wisdom of all the children of the east country and all the wisdom of Egypt. Beside the chief of Solomon's officers, which were over the work, 3,300, which ruled over the people that wrought in the work. And Solomon's builders and Hiram's builders did hew them, and the stone squarers. So they prepared timber and stones to build the house. And it came to pass in the 480th year after the children of Israel were come out of the land of Egypt, in the fourth year of Solomon's reign over Israel, in the month Ziph, which is the second month, that he began to build the house of the Lord. And it came to pass, when Solomon had finished the building of the house of the Lord, and the king's house, and all Solomon's desire which he was pleased to do, for Pharaoh, king of Egypt, had gone up and taken Gezer, and burnt it with fire, and slain the Canaanites that dwelt in the city, and given it for a present unto his daughter, Solomon's wife. These were the chief of the officers that were over Solomon's work, 550, which bare rule over the people that wrought in the work. And when the queen of Sheba had seen all Solomon's wisdom and the house that he had built, and all King Solomon's drinking vessels were of gold, and all the vessels of the house of the forest of Lebanon were of pure gold, none were of silver. It was nothing accounted of in the days of Solomon. And Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, an Ephrathite of Zereda, Solomon's servant, whose mother's name was Zeruah, a widow woman, even he lifted up his hand against the king. And Solomon's son was Rehoboam, Abiah his son, Asa his son, Jehoshaphat his son. Thus Solomon finished the house of the Lord and the king's house, and all that came into Solomon's heart to make in the house of the Lord and in his own house he prosperously effected. And these were the chief of King Solomon's officers, even 250 that bare rule over the people, the children of Solomon's servants, the children of Sotai, the children of Sopherath, the children of Peruda. All the Nethinims and the children of Solomon's servants were 392. The children of Solomon's servants, the children of Sotai, the children of Sopherath, the children of Peruda. All the Nethinims and the children of Solomon's servants were 392. Now these are the chief of the province that dwelt in Jerusalem. But in the cities of Judah dwelt every one in his possession in their cities, to wit, Israel, the priests, and the Levites, and the Nethinims, and the children of Solomon's servants. The Song of Songs, which is Solomon's. Behold his bed, which is Solomon's. 80 valiant men are about it, of the valiant of Israel. And Jesus walked in the temple in Solomon's porch. And as the lame man which was healed held Peter and John, all the people ran together unto them in the porch that is called Solomon's, greatly wondering. And by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people. And they were all with one accord in Solomon's porch.